views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Arizona, Louisiana, yes, Brother Mike back on the radio. Hey, welcome to the program. This is HardcoreChristianity.com. Wild Bible study today. The top five reasons your church denomination failed the United States of America. I don't know if you've been looking around lately, but the country's going right straight to hell in a hand-woven handbasket. This country's in deep trouble. Why? The church failed from sea to shining sea. The top five reasons why the church failed America today on Hardcore. Hey, will you call somebody right now and tell them the radio program's on? I'll make a couple of announcements while you make that call. This is Brother Mike. I'm the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix. We're in the heart of Maricopa County on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. And we are just east of the Veterans Administration Hospital. Every Sunday night at 6 o'clock, I have a special teaching service for my radio listeners. Right out of the Greek New Testament, these are the most interesting Bible studies anywhere in Maricopa County, guaranteed. If you don't believe me, show up. Take a shot. Well, you got to lose, and you got a lot to gain. 4:30 every Sunday, the healing rooms are open. If you're sick or you know somebody that's sick, listen, load them in the car and bring them to the Holy Ghost. Sunday nights, 4:30, no appointment necessary. Every Friday night we have a group deliverance service at 6 o'clock, and these are the only group deliverance services that I know of anywhere in the southwestern part of the United States. The Holy Spirit moves powerfully in these services. If you've never seen the Holy Ghost move and you've never seen 10, 20, 30 people delivered from demons at once, 6 o'clock on Friday night, you need to be at these services. If you know someone who's being oppressed by spirits, if you're a Roman Catholic and you're being oppressed by demons, Friday night, 6 o'clock. Do not miss these services. They're the only services like them anywhere in Maricopa County. May God richly bless you. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor in Maricopa County and counselored as a secular professional for 25 years. I only do Christian counseling now. But if you need counseling and you don't have any money, you can get those services for free. But you must be a born-again Christian to apply for those services. 602-636-5800, 636-5800. Please call today because it's going to take me a week or so to get you on the schedule. Free counseling services currently available, 636-5800. The top five reasons the church has failed the United States of America. Number one, the church does not focus on making absolutely sure every person in their church is born again. Being born again is a spiritual experience. It's an actual spiritual event. It cannot happen just through the mind. I was listening to the radio just yesterday, and some guy was leading somebody to Christ, and he had him read through the sinner's prayer. The sinner's prayer does not save anybody's soul. That prayer is morbidly overrated. You must make sure the person is born again. Geneo anathon is the Greek word. The Greek phrase, excuse me, that Jesus used in John chapter 3, Jesus said you must be born again. Geneo, anathon. You must be born again. That means that you must be generated or born supernaturally from above. That's what that means in the Greek. Being born again is a supernatural experience. And you must make sure every person experiences it. If you have not experienced anything and you've never felt or sensed the Holy Spirit at all, you are probably not saved. You need to be born again. You may have received Christ mentally, but you cannot do that and go to heaven. You must receive him spiritually. Jesus said you must, and I repeat, must be geneo anathon. You must be born again. Number two, the church failed America because it no longer teaches deliverance. Deliverance or deliverance from demons is the children's bread. It was always for Christians. It was always for God's children. You're supposed to be delivered from demons. But unfortunately, Satan swept through the church in America and told everybody that Christians can't have demons. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. The only person that thinks Christians can't have demons are people who have never cast a demon out of anyone. Anybody who tells you a Christian can't be infected with demons has no idea what they're talking about, and I can prove it to you. Call me. I'll prove it to you. They know nothing about what they're talking about. Deliverance is the children's bread. Acts chapter 8, Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached Christ to them. Notice he said he preached Christ, not demons. He preached Christ. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip was speaking, seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, akarthatos, unclean spirits, demons came out of people, crying with loud voices. They came out of many that were possessed. That's the Greek word echo, which means to be in the grip of. Many people had palsies, King James Bible says. Paraluo means that they were paralyzed. They had spinal cord injuries. And they were all healed. Once again, you see, deliverance is part of the gospel. Healing, miracles, deliverance. If your church doesn't have those things, guess what? Your church failed Maricopa County. You let us down. Your pastor should be fired. Number three. The churches don't teach the necessity of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's unbelievable. The gifts of the Spirit were thrown out by most churches in Maricopa County and in the United States. It is an appalling disgrace. Acts chapter 19. It came to pass while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coasts, came to Ephesus. He found 12 disciples there, and he said to them, listen to this, this is the first thing he says to them. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They were already believers. And they said, we never even heard if there was a Holy Ghost. Then he decides to check up how they were baptized, and that was incorrect too. He said, how were you baptized? They said, we were baptized in John's baptism. And then Paul said, hey, John baptized with repentance, but you're supposed to believe on Jesus after that. And then after they were baptized in water, Paul said, then it says Paul laid his hands on them, and the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with glossa, and they prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Wow. 1 Corinthians 14 goes over all the wonderful benefits of speaking in glossa. What's glossa? That's a supernatural language God gave you that you never actually learned yourself. It was just given to you. The Holy Spirit baptism was an absolute essential to the early church, but not the broken down, gutless, cowardly, useless church in America. Number four. The fourth reason the church in America has failed the United States. What is it? They don't teach glossa. The benefits of glossa. What is glossa? I just told you. It is the supernatural ability to speak a language that you did not learn. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2 says, he that speaks in glossa speaks does not speak to men, but he speaks directly to God. That means when you're speaking in glossa or tongues, you're speaking directly to God. It says nobody understands him, but however, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. You're speaking mysteries by speaking in tongues. Now, verse 4 says, he that speaks in glossa edifies himself. Verse 5 says, Paul says, I would that you all spoke in glossa, or tongues. Thelo is the Greek word for I would there, and it means I want you to. Apostle Paul, the most anointed man in history, wanted everyone to speak in tongues. That's what it says, verse 5, 1 Corinthians 14, 5. Later on in this chapter, at verse 14, Paul goes on again. He says, if I pray in glossa, my spirit is praying, but my understanding is unfruitful. There's another spectacular truth. When you're praying in tongues, glossa, your spirit is praying. Last month, I did a Bible study on the gifts of the Spirit here on the radio, and I taught part of that Bible study in glossa. In glossa. Someone who had the gift of interpretation interpreted what I said and wrote it out and gave it to me after the radio program. When you pray in glossa, your spirit is praying, but your understanding is unfruitful. In other words, you don't know what you're saying, but God does. What shall we do then? Paul says, well, number one, I will pray in with the Spirit. That means pray with glossa. And I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing in glosa, and I will sing with the understanding also. Isn't that wonderful? Verse 18, Paul says, I thank God I speak in glosa more than all of you. Verse 39, Paul says, brothers, covet prophecy, and do not forbid to speak in tongues. The failed church in America, of course, forbids to speak in tongues. Number five, the fifth reason the church has failed the United States of America, they have removed the moving of the Spirit. Mark chapter 16, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Those are born-again believers. In my name they shall cast out demons. Ekbalo in the Greek means to throw out, like you'd throw the trash out. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. Kainos glossa, fresh, new supernatural languages. They shall take up serpents. The Greek word for take up there is iro. It means to pick up and carry out and get rid of. Serpents are symbolic for demons. If they drink anything, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. Aristos is a Greek word there for sick. It means people who are infirm or feeble or ill. And they shall recover. Kelos is the Greek word for recover there. It means they will get well. And then it says, the disciples went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord was working with them, confirming the word. Logos is the Greek word for word there. That means John 1, chapter 1. Logos, Jesus, the word of God. Confirming the word. Bebaio is the Greek word there for confirming. It means to establish it. He establishes the word of God with signs. Semeion is the Greek word for signs there. Following. What does that mean? That means that you, as a born-again believer, should be praying for the sick, casting out demons, performing miracles, speaking in new tongues or glossa. You should be getting rid of serpents. You should be confirming the word of God with signs following. Those are the five reasons the Church of God has failed America, and the rotten, corrupt politicians have taken over, and they're going to bankrupt the country because the church no-showed. Are you going to no-show? I don't think so. You're going to come to the House of Healing Friday night and get delivered from demons. You're going to come Sunday night and get healed. You're going to come and receive the Word of God Sunday night at 6 o'clock, 602-636-5800. You're going to call. You're going to come in for free counseling services, and you are going to be healed. You understand that? 636-5800. It's time for you to buck the system. This is Brother Mike. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
If you would like to hear this program again, log on right now to FamilyValuesRadio.net. Then, just go to the Click to Listen button to find the name of this program. Tell your family and friends about FamilyValuesRadio.net.